And we are back for episode 57 of the Geeks for the Win podcast. I am your host, William, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
And Henry.
Hello, everybody. I'm back from the sickness, which was strep throat. But I survived.
Drink some lava and got better, right?
I know, right? What's going on, y'all? It's Knox.
Okay, quick question. Lava? I'm confused. What's lava?
Oh, okay. This is an inside Twitter joke. My lovely, beautiful, caring wife who takes care of me when I'm sick, she likes to make me either stuff called hot toddy. It's basically, it's like lemon tea mixed with boiling water or whatever. Or she makes Theraflu. But my wife, I don't know, she has like a cast iron mouth. And she can drink stuff that's like terrible degrees Fahrenheit, and she thinks that I can do that, but I have like real sensitive teeth, and if I drink something too hot, like, it just makes my mouth hurt, and she will get this thing like boiling. I mean, I will have the cup, and the cup can literally be held only if you have a mitten on, and I'm like, you expect me to drink this? Like, I said, what did you put the microwave on, lava? You know, so I was joking on Twitter, and she was like, next time you just take care of yourself. And I'm like, oh,
all right. Yeah. I saw Stuart tweet that, and I'm thinking, what's lava? Yeah, yeah. I'm lost. There's got to be some explanation for that. But yeah. So, OK, glad I know. Glad I'm in the loop now.
And
but
it's half the battle.
Exactly. Yeah, it's been 2 weeks since we recorded. I've been suffering no internet again. I'm currently perched up against the window sill with my laptop trying to get the signal from the campus Wi-Fi, and so far it seems to be doing good. Knock on wood. It's gonna be more regular now, weekly episodes, unless someone else has a problem, I'm sure, because I am getting cable internet. Yay, I'm happy. Set up the
no
order.
No dropouts. Yay.
Yes, no. Hopefully not. But, that's basically what I've just been going through, suffering with limited internet, been missing out on tons of stuff, tons of podcasts. I got to the point where I'm like, okay, I can't. I'm just gonna give up on this week's worth of on last week's podcast, basically, because it's tough. But I guess how have you been besides being sick, Henry?
Oh yeah, man, finally got better, man. I didn't have my voice last week, so I finally got my voice back. As you can see, it's kind of cracking in and out, but I'm doing a lot better, man. Doing a lot better, chilling with the family and just, man, just trying to play a couple games, finish a lot of stuff before the winter horde comes along. I mean, I know we keep talking about the looming ridiculousness of how many games are coming, man, but it is a lot coming our way.
It's already started.
Yeah, we were even talking about. I didn't even know Dead Island had came out today. I totally forgot about that. I just missed it, man. Like it's too many games, man. It's too many games to try to keep up with. One game that
Deus Ex
the
week before though too.
Yeah, that's one game that I did, but I kind of start the whole beginning of this thing off is Deus Ex. A lot of people have been playing it, man. I personally like it, because I'm like a huge Metal Gear Solid fan, Splinter Cell guy, so I like the stealth action type games. it is a game that that kind of paints the illusion and kind of, you know, makes you think that you can play the game any way you want to. But no, there's clearly it's not a directed path, but you have to play the game, you know, somewhat stealthy in order to be, you know, successful in the game. If not, you'll just run out of ammo and you'll die over and over and over again. So
that makes me sad because I hate stealth games. I'm terrible at them. I keep hearing people like, oh, you can play stealth. Okay, that's all I'm hearing. Can you play anything else?
Yeah, you can play run and gun, but you will spend more time scrounging around for weaponry and bullets every 5 minutes because, like, the bullets, like, unless you're terribly accurate, like, it takes so many bullets to kill, like, one guy. And it's just, like, you can tell that they were designed in this game for you to play stealthy because, like, when I kind of calmed down and kind of figured out what the game wanted me to do, you know, because game treats you like, you know, like bad player, play stealthy, you know. And so, like, when I started using guns like my tranquilizer gun and my stun gun, it was a breeze. I mean, you take them out in one shot, they fall to the ground, you can drag their body and hide them, and, you know, you start hacking computers, going other ways, you start gaining XP like nobody's business, and you get rolling. But if you try to play it action-based type, you're not going to be too successful with it.
You want to tell us why you're kind of upset about the game, though?
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody knows. If you follow me on Twitter, there is a sale that was tweeted out by the guys of CAG. I think Shipwreck tweeted it out, or I don't know if GPD tweeted it out. But anyways, Deus Ex has been out for what, a week and a half? And it's already dropped down to $35. It's going to be $35 come 9/11, and the sale's going to go until 9/17. It's going to be at Toys R Us. So if it's not a AAA title that you just have to have, I would recommend everybody just hold your funds, man. Because it in this day and age, like, games drop so ridiculously fast, it's not even funny. I mean, look, they're even bundling in Child of Eden was like $10 last week, and now they're bundling. Yeah, and now they're bundling Child of Eden with the Kinect. So it's like, you know, the old saying, you know, good things come to those who wait. And so, I mean, like I said, if it's not a title that you just have to have, that you just want, or like a game that you're going to play with the community or whatever, 9 times out of 10, just go ahead and wait. Just like I'm gonna go up to the Redbox and Redbox Resistance 3. I'm not gonna buy that game because I know, you know, within 2 weeks it's gonna be $30, $20 or something like that.
Yeah, but real quick question: you know how long Deus Ex is?
As far as the gameplay?
Yeah,
I've probably put in about I go to my Rapture account. I think I put in probably about 15, 16 hours. Probably almost closer to 20 because I haven't counted what I did last night.
I've heard 40.
Damn.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty long. I mean, it can take that long because I'm probably gonna take that long because, like, I tweeted out the other day. Like, I'm like my Adam Jensen's tagline is he only hacks everything because I don't know what it is about that game, but I have to hack everything. Like, just like a real quick pro tip, and I won't get too detailed into it. As soon as you start off, I'm telling you, do yourself a favor. If you play Deus Ex or you have plan on playing it or you playing it now, it's out of the gate. Boost up your hacking because hacking is about, I'd probably say, a 60% of what you do in that game. It's such a major component that you hack everything. You hack, you know, from computers to alarm systems to gates to walkways to, I mean, everything is hackable in that game. And you'll have so much more success and things will be so much more easier if you just hack everything. So out of the gate, hack it. But yeah. But I'm probably about 20 hours in, so I mean I'm probably gonna wind up being right at about 40 by the time I'm finished because I'm just doing everything, man, doing side missions, doing everything.
No, because I was thinking about maybe red boxing it this weekend, but I don't have I don't have 40 hours to spend this weekend playing.
Yeah, I mean
nonstop.
You can red box it and you don't have to do most of the side missions, but like in other stories where side missions really don't count, like you get a ton of XP for doing side missions, especially if you make well, I won't say the right decision, but if you do the side mission and you complete, you know, the entire mission, because sometimes they'll have like multi-layered things within the mission. And if you help somebody out, or if you decide you're going to make another decision and you complete the whole thing, I mean, you'll wind up getting tons of XP. So that stuff is very helpful as far as to the story and to your character. But yeah, I red boxing it, man. You probably have to keep it for at least, I probably say at least 3 days in order to completely finish it, you know, side missions and all. And that's what, that's $6. So that's not a bad deal for $6. I mean,
it's on my GameFly. You know, I mean, I'm either going to get that or Dead Island.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to try to Redbox Dead Island this weekend just to try it out, because I'm a huge zombie fan and it's intrigued me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it seems like it hasn't really, a lot of people aren't really looking at it as something to pick up.
Yeah, that trailer was.
About it.
Yeah, that original trailer they came out with was kind of deceiving, because as far as the actual game, I don't know if is it like more co-op based, or is it like supposed to be like a semi?
I thought
MMO,
it was co-op type. As far as I could tell,
it was co-op. But yeah, other than the initial trailer, I know nothing about the game.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I guess that's the reason why I wasn't really too badly on my radar, because I really don't know a whole lot more about it, you know?
Yeah, and it just snuck up on us, I think.
Yeah, it did.
It's like, I hadn't heard about it till, what, E3?
Yeah, that was when they released the trailer.
Yeah, so, I mean, and it's a couple months, or, you know, 3 months after, and it's already out. It's just... Wow, those three, I mean, it just seems like those 3 months have just gone by so quick.
And that segues into Geek Question of the Week. Oh, no, not yet.
Not yet. No, not yet. But
going back to Deus Ex real quick, do you think, you know, you said that this was a AAA game. Do you think that it's a AAA game because of when it came out, that there was nothing around it? Or because that actually is good enough to be a AAA game?
No. I think the game is able to hold its own, you know, just the way it is. Like, I believe if it was released, I think it would be a dumb decision for them to release it in like a November pack month, or like a October, you know, when you have, you know, the likes of, you know, 2K12 and Battlefield and things of that nature coming out in that month. And Forza, I think this was a perfect sweet spot. But the game in itself, as far as the storyline, the characterization, the fiction of what they're trying to tell, I think it stands alone as a, you know, as a good title on its own that can hold its own with the big boys.
Okay.
There's like minor game mechanics and things that we've gotten spoiled on as far as other games in this type of genre, like. Like, I just feel that the game should have been, like, they made the game a first-person game, but, like, everything about the game doesn't speak to a first-person play style. Everything's mostly stealth, mostly kind of, you know, remaining in the shadows. You know, you pop up a little bit to, you know, do certain battles or whatever, but that's every once in a while. That's my only little pet peeve. And then another one is like, the... Like, I guess we're so used to seeing games like Mass Effect and Mass Effect 2, and, you know, what that series has done as far as dialogue and as far as the level of emotion a character spits out and everything whenever they're talking. Deus Ex falls flat in that category really bad, because like kind of the characters, they kind of talk like robots that kind of pop in and out. The voice acting is hit or miss in certain points. Like I said, these are really just real big nitpicks, but. But I mean, other than that, I mean, the title does stand on its own as a very good game.
Okay, I was just wondering, since it came out in such a lull, like, yeah, that's the only thing to play, so that's why everybody's playing it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a smart move. I mean, you know, at least they didn't you know, try to come out at a time when L.A. Noire came out, or try to go up against all the other big titles coming out at the end of this year. They found a month that was kind of dry, you know, other than, you know, arcade titles, and they posted up in that 1 month, and they've been real successful, you know, about doing it. At least I think. I mean, it's a good game, though. It's a good game.
I look forward to playing it.
Yeah. So what you been doing this week?
Well, like William, I had no internet, but it was only like a couple hours.
Yeah.
because my router decided it wanted to, it no longer wanted to be a router. It wanted to be a paperweight. Like, it decided just to stop working. Just nothing.
Do you have your own router, or is your router provided through your through your cable company?
We have our own.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I think I found out why it kind of stopped working. Because the power, I don't know exactly how this really works, but the power that you plug in, it requires a 12-volt to 2-amp plug-in. What was plugged into it was a 5-volt, half-an-amp plug.
Oh.
So I don't know whether that decided to go, I don't like you anymore, I'm going to quit. So I went out and bought a new one. I wish I had the box in front of me so I can say what it was. It was a Linksys. That's all I remember.
Oh yeah, Linksys. Yeah.
But before it was a Belkin before, and with the Belkin, I had a stricted NAT. Like I could not change it. Like, we went into the settings. We tried to mess with stuff.
Yeah.
No, we could not open that sucker up at all. Linksys, boom, open. I can now play game nights with people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I couldn't play with certain people.
Yeah, Belkin is cool, but sometimes their security systems are way too tedious to try to get into. I remember I had a Belkin when I was in my apartment, and it was provided by I forget who I had. I think I had AT&T UVerse at the time, and it was ridiculous because, you know, I'm a big Halo player, and, you know, thankfully Halo, they actually tell you, you know, hey, you go into the internet system and they say, hey, you know, your NAT is closed, your NAT is, you know, open or whatever. And yeah. I had the hardest time trying to open that thing. I think at one point I had somebody from Xbox, I had somebody from AT&T UVerse on the phone, and somebody from Belkin, like, all on three-way, like, talking back and forth, like saying, like, okay, somebody here has to know how to get this thing fixed. We're not getting off this phone. We are not getting off this phone until we all sing Kumbaya and my NAT says open, okay? That's, it was just crazy, yeah, but that stuff is, So what multiplayer games were you trying to get into that you couldn't get into before?
Like I was trying to play with the Mortal Kombat game night when that first came out, and like I couldn't connect to, I think it was Golf Rat. Just the two of us just could not connect to each other.
Oh yeah.
So, and I remember back when Modern Warfare 3 was the hotness, I could not connect to Cookie at all. Like, if Cookie was the host, I could not connect to him at all.
Oh.
Like, with that one, there was a workaround. Just, like, have somebody else host it. That worked.
Yeah. And then everybody else just joined.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it acts that way whenever you try to join just normal parties, too. So, like, if the host has, like, a closed NAT and he invites people to certain people to parties that some people have open or whatever. Or moderate, then they just get kicked out of the party automatically for some reason.
Yeah, it was very annoying. And now I can sing Hallelujah. I can now play with people.
There you go. All right, man. So what else you been doing once you got your old router up?
I'm playing some games. Yeah, I can't tell you how many games I've been playing.
Shoot.
let's see. I started Oblivion back up again.
Yeah, I've seen that. You started Blue.
That's still good. I'm waiting.
Now are you playing like a together. Yeah. Now are you playing like a previous save, or are you playing just to tide you over until Skyrim?
Well, my main save is right at the end of the game, and I hate the end of the game. Like, I dislike it a lot. So I started a brand new character and been playing every single side quest except the main quest, just avoiding it altogether. But yeah, that's still fun. It really is. You can kind of tell it's like some of the graphics are dated. But see, what else have I played? Oh, I played some Team Fortress 2 with Cookie, because he's now a PC gamer.
He's a Mac gamer. I think he would take offense to.
Oh PC. Yeah.
He's a Steam player. How's that?
Yeah. That guy bleeds white.
White and blue.
He would kiss Steve Jobs' shoes. He seriously would. I have no doubt he would like worship Steve Jobs. But anyways,
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He's now a mouse and keyboard player.
Okay. So did you know how to play Team Fortress, or did you just hop in and just pray that I guess your skills and prowess would be okay? Because I heard PC is ridiculous.
I played Counter-Strike way back in high school, so I had some PC shooter skills, and you know I played Team Fortress on the Xbox.
Yeah, but I hear Team Fortress on PC is just brutal.
It's a different animal.
Oh my goodness!
But like I got a couple tips, and I started playing, and I've been pretty decent in the games. Just very twitchy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, see, I guess my only pet peeve with Team Fortress is that I'm a pretty good first person shooter guy. I'm not the greatest. I'm not, a cookie or, a golf rat, but I'm a pretty decent player. I mean, I play Call of Duty, I play Halo, I play Battlefield, and, I can hold my own. I have my own. But the only thing is Team Fortress, like, they leave you no recovery room. Like, if your team is, like, down and they get to, they get certain areas, kind of locked down and they bunker down, and if they barely even know what they're doing, if they get the lead, like there's no room to recover. Like, they pretty much have won at that.
What helps is that there is no deathmatch. Deathmatch just is not in the game.
Oh, okay.
Like, so your deaths or kills really don't add to, winning or losing the game. You know, it's all, I barely capture the flag stuff.
Yeah, territory.
It's a lot of territories. That's what most games are. It's all territories. So, I was watching, while you die, you have a couple seconds while you respawn. So I was watching Cookie playing, and you can tell that he came from the consoles.
Huh.
Because he was playing the sniper. He was slowly look around the corners.
Yeah.
You can't move slow in that game.
Are you a mouse and keyboard guy or a controller guy on PC?
It depends on the game.
Seriously? Like, for first person shooter?
Like, Team Fortress and Counter-Strike, mouse and keyboard.
What?
But, games like Halo, Battlefield, controller.
Naming Battlefield and Halo on PC?
No, I don't know. I haven't played those. What I'm interested in is Counter-Strike Go. Because that combines the two.
Yep, and it's going to be cross-platform with PS3 too.
And they want Xbox, but
they want it, but it's not going to happen.
That'd be cool.
If it did, it'd be cool. But Microsoft is too.
No keyboard and mouse.
Even though we've
too closed-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, I guess. I haven't been playing anything, so that's just no game talk for me. But we talked about Deus Ex. I guess the next game I'm really looking forward to, I already got it pre-ordered in full, and I even went and renewed my little GameStop whatever rewards card to get the magazines, basically. Because I actually do like those magazines. And they asked me whether I wanted to have the digital version or the print version. And I'm like, I want the print version because...
Yeah, I want all my money.
Yeah. I want them to be...
Still haven't decided.
Yeah, but I want the print version because, send me a physical copy. I don't want, something in my email where it's free that way.
The thing is, I've got a closet full of old Game Informers and PC Gamer and... PlayStation magazine, Xbox magazine. I've got an entire closet full of magazines.
I only keep the ones that have some significance, like when they talked about Mass Effect for like the first time, or like when games like what's the game? It was supposed to be called StarCraft Ghost. When they were talking about that game was going to come out, they had footage of it. They had like screenshots of it and everything. I still have that one. I have the one where. The Command and Conquer on like the front cover. It talks about Command and Conquer. Then the game was called Type Tiberium, and it never came out. It was supposed to be like a first person Command and Conquer or whatever.
I remember that.
Yeah, I keep those like those that have like when that game never came out, or or the studio never released this game or something, or this was huge. This was the first time we got to see an RPG shooter based in, you know, the Western made type design and stuff like that. But all the ones like Uncharted 2, 3, I mean, we know that stuff is coming out. But like for all the little, you know, monumental things that change gaming, I usually keep those.
Yeah, I've kept all mine. I'm kind of upset because I think my membership, my thing expired right before the one with Borderlands, and I renewed right after the one with Borderlands. So
you can go to any GameStop and just tell them, hey, I got a membership and I missed the last one, and they'll just give you one out the back.
Yeah, they've got them like right
yeah there. Yeah, they just give them to you.
Well, they didn't do that when I renewed.
Did you ask?
No, I didn't. But I had told them I hadn't, you know, it had been a while. Because I looked at my activity, and the last time I bought something from GameStop was, like, back in May. So that's crazy. I haven't bought any, you know, I haven't bought any new games from GameStop in, like, you know, 3-4 months, almost 4 months.
Yeah, one time I went in there to renew mine, and that guy just kind of like, well, here's this month's issue, here's last month's issue, and the month before that.
Yeah,
but it kind of helps that I know most people who work there on a first name basis.
Yeah, that's how the guys back where I used to live were, but I don't know. Maybe I should go down there and ask for it because I really want that one.
If you get buddy-buddy with them, they give you stuff.
Yeah, that's definitely true. But anyways, but yeah, I got Gears 3 pre-ordered full. I'm so looking forward to that. I'm going to end up getting that probably DLC pass or season pass, which we'll talk about. Well, I guess we can talk about now, right? Yeah, since it's Gears related. So I guess the season pass is like, it's 2,400 Microsoft points. That's what I don't know.
It's like 30. It's 30.
Yeah, it's 2,400 Microsoft points
divided by 80. Yeah, 30 30 bucks. So I guess it's four DLCs. So I guess, you know, you're saving $10 or. Yeah, about $10. What do you guys think of it? Because I know a lot of people were kind of getting upset about it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the same way about it, just like I felt about, you know, the LA Noir Pass and, you know, like the Street Fighter downloadable content stuff and everything. If you're going to charge me one price and you say, hey, you know, from now until whenever or up front, we're going to give you, you know, all the DLC, then I'm all for that, especially if I'm a fan of the game. And I like the game or the genre or whatever it is, I'm going to go ahead and purchase it. I know people feel like, you know, oh, well, they're just trying to get us for another $30, $4 worth of DLC or whatever. Like, if you buy a Call of Duty game, you know they're going to come out with four other map packs, you know, in so much time, and each map pack is going to be $15. Okay? All these developers are doing now is saying, hey, we are releasing the game. It's your choice. You have the choice to buy this pass. So from now until whenever the game stops rolling or the sequel comes out, we'll give you all the DLC and you can have it up front or whatever. Or whenever it comes out, you just download it for free. I mean, well, not for free, but you download it because you bought the pass. I don't see any problem with it. I mean, I think it's just developers just being smart about it and getting that money, you know, while it's hot, you know, while it's up front, you know, because I think it was what Fallout released some new DLC. Just recently or whatever, but I mean the game came out almost a year ago, so it's not.
And see that right there, that's something I've been holding out on for the Game of the Year edition because
yeah,
you know
exactly.
stuff like that, like Fallout, you know, there's going to be tons of DLC, and it's just easier to wait for. But I mean, it's just cheaper. I like the fact that it's cheaper than having to buy them individually. You can pay for it up front, so you know you're getting all of it. You know, when it comes out, you don't have to worry about, oh, I have to go and buy. Nope, you've already bought it. When it comes out, you're ready to download it and play with your friends.
Yay!
But I really hope maybe they'll include like pre-order stuff, Because I don't.
That's what the article said, didn't it?
It says there's the press release bringing news of Gears 3 Pass makes no mention of pre-order bonus content. So unless there's, you know, this article is like, I think, almost 2 weeks old. It's about a week and a half old. So I don't know. Maybe there's.
I swear I read something in this article talking about some liquid weapon or whatever. In addition to this discount, doors that order the season pass starting September 20th will have access to the liquid metal weapon set.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what that is, but you know, hey, extra
It's a skin that goes over your different guns. Like when you're playing the beta, you have the golden guns and the fire guns and the guns with the camouflage tags and stuff on it.
Yeah, I made sure to get all the stuff I cared about during the beta.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool, and I guess, you know, on a different game, same type of thing. The new Call of Duty game is coming out. They're going to have the Elite service where I guess you get all the DLC plus you get all the stat tracking stuff. Basically,
that's a bit different. That's more like, you know, combining the season pass stuff with
Halo thing. Yeah,
that's more like Bungie's Bungie's Elite Pass or whatever, where you can, you know, do the whole uploading videos and transferring, and you know, you get your well stats and stuff are free on Bungie, but you know, it's just like that. But you know, that's for people who are really hardcore about it. But I mean, as far as the past stuff, I mean, all they're basically saying is, you know, say for instance, Modern Warfare 3 comes out, and they say, you know, 2,400 Microsoft points, and you get every map pack that comes out, you know, since the game will come out or whatever. Well, I mean, well, you know, the two first map packs that come out with are going to be $15 each. They pretty much pay for themselves right there. I mean, then you got Gears in the article. They're talking about that it's going to be DLC, campaign DLC add-ons, and multiplayer DLC add-ons. So, yeah, I mean, you're getting almost a double portion of stuff here for $30. I mean, you know, if you buy it, you know, individually, it's probably going to cost you, you know, maybe $45, $50.
Yeah, I mean, I think it says for the Call of Duty Elite whatever service, $60 would be what the DLC, for, you know, 15 each for,
right,
I guess.
Right.
I think it's only going to be $49.99 for the, I guess, year of service or however they're going to do it. Like, but a year subscription. But I guess that's pretty cool. I mean, you actually get a year, I think, with the Hardened Edition. So, you know, you could just pay, what is it, $30 more for the Hardened Edition and get the, I guess, $50 worth. I guess that's $20 cheaper than buying, like, the regular copy and then getting the Elite service.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the way to go. I really like that, the fact that the Hardened Edition gives you a reason to actually buy it, because you actually can save money on all the DLC and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because you're buying the whole, you know, you're paying a little extra to get everything from the game. And I think I got accepted to the Elite beta or whatever, but I haven't had internet to check to see what all the stat tracking and stuff is. I think it would be
interesting to look at, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out whenever I start to get internet again. But I guess with the Call of Duty, it's, you know, it's going to be multiplayer, but it's also going to be the Spec Ops or Survivor mode, whatever. Mm-hmm. Which I guess it's a two-person horde mode slash kind of zombie-like, where you can upgrade stuff, and it looks kind of cool. I'm kind of upset that it's only a two-person mode, but. Yeah, but yeah, I like this. I like this whole concept. I think I really like the fact that you, especially the Hardened Edition, like including the service and all the, you know, basically getting all the DLC up front, because you can decide, you know, I want to pay this much up front to get everything. I really like that, because there's times where I have money, and then there's times where I don't. And normally when I don't is when the DLC comes out.
Exactly.
That's not how it works.
So I'm definitely going to love buying the season pass for Gears 3, and then when the DLC comes out, I can just download it and not have to, you know, buy this four individual.
Wedek has no internet. Release the zombies DLC.
Oh, God, that has sucked. I bought that, too. I bought that, but I haven't been able to download it yet. But, you know, so I haven't been able to talk about that, which maybe I'll talk about next week. Or, no, I won't have internet before We Are Geeks. But anyways, I guess we can move on to, I guess, the Star Wars Blu-ray. I know there's a lot of controversy and a lot of people getting upset about it because George Lucas
has been full about these Star Wars Blu-rays.
George Lucas has created something awesome and he's spent every time since then just ruining it.
Destroying it.
Degrading
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So I'm going to let you got the virtual floor, Stuart.
All right. A lot of these changes that have come out and are spreading across YouTube like the bubonic plague, some of them I don't care much about. Some are pretty dumb, and some are just like, that just changes the feel of the movie completely. Okay, first, the one I'm going to talk about is not really an audio change, but more of a visual change. You know, it's the Han versus Greedo, and Greedo still shoots first. But Lucas has changed it a bit, and it now happens a lot faster. So now you don't see Han dodge like the Matrix that laser bolt, but he still does it. And people have slowed that video down and can now can tell that there are blaster marks on the table where Greedo shoots through the table, and then Han does the Matrix and dodges it.
Wow. That's dedication. Huh. That's dedication right there.
I'm telling you, that's, you know. I mean,
it looks silly. Like it looked silly before.
Yeah, on this in particular scene, I think they could have just left it the way it was because the slowness of that scene, the whole buildup of it, and you seeing him dodge and you seeing him think and react is what made the scene great. Like if you just rush it, it's not. Like, it's no longer Han Solo's, you know, slick moves. It's just, you know, it's just a reaction time, cut the scene, and now you're out of there. You know, it doesn't
Han shot first. God damn it.
Oh, my goodness.
No, like, that just made Han what he was. Like, it's just, you know, he's not the ultimate good guy. He's chaotic neutral, man.
Right, exactly.
You know, he can go either way. But, anyway, now, one of the changes that I think kind of changes the feel of the movie is in episode 6, when the Emperor is, you know, zapping Luke with this force lightning.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, I just spoiled it for the all one person.
Honestly, there are people who have not seen Star Wars. I know, it's hard to believe, but they're I mean, they were there. They were born like yesterday, but still, there are still people.
Right. Anyway, in the scene, Vader just kind of solemnly just kind of looks at Luke, looks at the Emperor, and just says nothing, and picks up the Emperor and throws him, you know, into a shaft. You know, that kind of he doesn't have to say anything.
But yeah, that really takes the whole feel, like you said. It just changes the whole feel of the movie.
But what George Lucas did is he sat there and thought, you know what? Everybody makes fun of the no at the end of episode 3. I'm going to make them make fun of another no.
Episode 6.
At the end of episode 3.
Episode 3.
No! Oh, okay. You've changed. Okay.
He just says, I'm going to make them make fun of another no.
Wait.
And he added this one.
You will die.
Wow.
Oh man. Yeah, I think that just takes away from the whole scene, because by him saying nothing, that pretty much, you know, kind of symbolize and let you figure out that he's thinking at this point. Like, what is right? Is this right? You know, is this the right thing to do? This is my son who is, you know, basically being destroyed at this point. You know, but to throw that, it just doesn't sit well.
It changes the feel of the movie. It really does.
All right, what's next?
All right, the next one is probably the most silliest one. All right, in episode 4, you know, you got Luke is passed out because he was attacked by the sand people. And Obi-Wan Kenobi comes over the hill and does the call of a crate dragon, which I had no idea that's what it was until this whole thing started coming up. But that's what it was. It was a crate dragon. And apparently we saw the skeletons of some a little bit before in the movie. But, in this audio clip I like because it lets you hear the before and the after. Okay? You got the before. And that was a crate dragon. And the same people run away. Now here's the change. It's just silly.
What is that? Wow. But that is ridiculous. But I gotta say, this is really kind of funny, because as we're talking about this, Fadios is tweeting about Star Wars changes, like, I guess, fake ones. The first tweet is, lightsabers will now be called glowy sticks. Hashtag more Star Wars changes.
You don't want to sell me glowy sticks. I don't want to sell you glowy sticks.
And he just tweeted, Chewbacca will now sound like Jar Jar.
Oh God!
So that's pretty creepy. The coincidence of that. I mean, we do know how Fadios is the, you know, talking about games, residential stalker. So, you know, tweeting while we're talking. I wonder who he's stalking.
I was watching a video earlier when I was looking for these, and I was totally fooled by it at first because it was the whole scene. You know, Luke, I am your father. But it goes, all of a sudden it comes in like, Luke, I am your father's brother's cousin's former roommate. Like, that fits. All right. I love both those movies. But yeah, I've seen, you know, like there's this one animated one of, it's called Obi-Wan Steps on a Piece of Lego. And if you see Obi-Wan walking, he steps on a piece of Lego and does that call.
But these are just kind of reasons for me really not to pick up the Blu-ray.
Yeah, okay, and we don't know if the theatrical version should be on the Blu-ray, and then I'd buy it. If it was on the Blu-ray, I'd buy it.
Okay, I mean, oh my goodness. Blu-ray has enough space on these discs that all he had to do was just put the original theatrical version on one side or one Blu-ray, and then do all of his other crap on another Blu-ray, you know?
Yeah, call those the crap discs.
You know, I mean, you got 25 gigs worth of space. Put everything on there that the original, you know. I mean, some of the stuff that he's added over the years has been good. Like when he multiplied the amount of stormtroopers and, you know, certain scenes that was in New Hope. You know, that's real good. When he added the animals in, you know, in the desert areas, that stuff was kind of good because he kind of filled in space. You know, that stuff is okay. But when you're changing whole scenes and things like that, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, well, I don't know. Just keep going. Oh, okay. Go to the Ewok CG blink.
I was going to go to the change where we kind of do kind of like he changed the puppet Yoda in episode 1 to the CG Yoda.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's
a. We kind of agreed that one fits. We kind of like that one because the puppet looked weird.
And for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, if you remember, in episode 1, in the original cut of episode 1, the Yoda that was in that one was actually done, puppeteered, and voiced by Frank Oz. But that puppet looked atrocious. Like, it looked like they just threw a bunch of plastic together, and he was real light green. He had no, I don't know, it just didn't look, he looked like Slimer from Ghostbusters. I mean, you know, I mean, you know, it just didn't look like Yoda. So they went back and they took the CG models from episode 2 and 3 and they put it in episode 1 to kind of fill in that and make it look a whole lot better.
And that fits because you
that
know
that fit perfectly. Somebody, perfectly. Know, like,
why does Yoda look different between episode 1 and 2?
I know,
but yeah, that one fits. I don't mind that one.
Okay, guys, I got more tweets from Fadios if y'all want to hear them.
This just in.
He said, Han Solo will be digitally changed into a girl because George Lucas loves CG. And C-3PO now makes fart jokes.
Oh, dear. Absolutely.
Well, you know what? R2-D2 could be making fart jokes the entire time, and we wouldn't know it.
Exactly. But, yeah.
I guess the last one is okay too.
Yeah, the last one is okay. I mean, okay, the Ewoks now have a CG blink. It looks a little weird because there was actually a puppeteer blink before, and he just replaced it with CG. That just makes it look weird, I think.
My only question
imagine?
Is,
oh, go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say my only question is that I'm just really curious to see whether or not he's going to just release this crap just like this, if this is true, or if he'll actually do some commentation or like some director kind of special features to explain why he did this. Because in the original DVDs,
this was his original vision of the movie.
I can't believe it. Like when they CG the new young Anakin into the original Star Wars movies, that just
why would Darth Vader die young and then why would Darth Vader die old and then come back as a ghost young?
Well, in the commentary, when the commentary he explains it, he said the reason why you see and it's a boss excuse, but he explains it. He says the reason why you see young Anakin in the spirit form and the force form is because that's when he ceased to be Anakin and when he began to be Darth Vader. And so I guess you can explain it away like that, but it just feels cheap to me.
Or you can also explain, like, you know, when you see the original theatrical, like, someone might go, why is Uncle Ben, or what actually was it? Not Uncle Ben. What's Luke's uncle's name?
Aunt Beru and Uncle... I can't remember.
Here's my geek card. I forget. I had it earlier. I really did. Anyway, the same actor that played his uncle was actually Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Like in spirit form, like in the Force, whatever. It was the same actor.
Hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, I really, Uncle Owen.
Oh, Owen. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. But I mean, really, George Lucas, he really wanted the Ewoks to blink a certain way originally.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. No.
And they did not want them to sing yub yub.
I mean, there's
no way. I mean, there's no way that he's harbored all this stuff. This is just crap that he's been. He just wants to do it, man, just because he know he can do it. You know, there's no
he
rhyme
wants
or reason.
To see how many
it.
Things he can, how much he can piss us off with us still giving him money. That's it.
Can the geeks be pissed off before they invade my ranch? I'm gonna test this.
I mean, seriously, he this has to be a game for him because I mean, money. He's got more money than he probably knows what to do with. I mean, if he's spending it on CGI for Ewok blinks, I mean, that just seems ridiculous. I mean, give us, I don't know, I'd rather him throw on the Christmas special than on the Blu-ray.
See, the thing about it, all of the kids that are coming up now that watch the Blu-ray versions of these movies, they will have no clue. They will never know. Like, this stuff won't even mean anything to them because... I don't know. That's
why I still have my VHS tapes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, that's the reason why I'm just real curious to see if he'll do any director commentary and explain why or if he added these changes in.
So, yeah, I'd rather him go the trying to milk it for what it's worth and release like a theatrical Blu-ray release and then the director's cut. Because then I just buy the theatrical
DVD.
Yeah, I want him to do that.
He actually did that with DVD.
Yeah, but I want him to do that with Blu-ray too.
So do I.
So I can buy the theatrical then I could care less about the directors.
And do you notice that George Lucas never does that? Like they've released Blade Runner with the theatrical cut. They've released it with the director's cut. With the what is it called? Like the special edition director's cut. And every time, every other director labels their stuff as that. You know, George Lucas, he just says, "Oh, I'm just gonna throw it in there. Yeah, oh, it's okay. I'm just gonna change this up here. Just gonna add a little CG here, and that's and they'll never know."
Well, the Blu-ray version of Blade Runner includes all five versions.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's five versions of a movie on a Blu-ray. I think George Lucas could include a second version of his movies.
The original versions.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know. But, I don't know. Wait, have they announced everything that's in the Blu-ray, or...
No, this is all like leaked stuff.
Oh, okay. So
this may all be fake and just everybody ran with it.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? That would be so funny. if it was all fake. But I guess any more on this topic?
Don't touch my movies, George Lucas.
Okay. I think I'll end this with two more videos tweets. With the hashtag more Star Wars changes. When Luke's hand gets cut off, confetti shoots out his arm.
And here, yay, in the background.
And Vader has a dance scene with the stormtroopers.
I don't doubt it.
I still think the Han Solo being turned into a girl because George Lucas loves CG. That's probably the best one.
There was one that turned out not to be true, but a lot of people took it as true. Was during the carbonite scene, you know, where Han, you know, Leia says "I love you." Han goes, "I know." For the longest time, George Lucas hated that scene. He wanted Han to say "I love you too."
Yeah. But that's not Han's character, though.
No.
He told him to say whatever came to his mind, though, right? Or the director did?
No, I don't know what the director did, but the director fought tooth and nail to keep that in. And the director won. And there was a rumor that was going to be changed in these Blu-rays as well.
Wow.
But haven't heard anything.
Okay. I guess we can get on to, I guess, the geek question of the week.
Yes, the geek question of the week, which I have up in front of me as we speak. It is coming up right now.
I thought it was already up, though. We had some responses, I saw.
We did. I have them in front of me, too. When is it too late to give out a release date for a game that is supposed to be out later that year? What do you guys think first?
I think... probably 6 months, at least 6 months. Yeah.
So about E3 time for Christmas?
Yeah, E3 time for like November-ish, November, I guess, yeah.
I probably would say no more than 3 months, just because of the fact, I mean, nowadays, as we see, we got so many games being released in the holiday months and multiple games being released in just 1 month period. I would say, I mean, you have to give people time to budget out. You have to give people time to read reviews, read previews, think about the game, look at different stuff and everything. I mean, you got to give a release date within a timely manner so people can kind of, you know, manage and say, hey, you know, well, this is one of the AAA titles that I want, or this is a title that, you know, I don't want, or it looks good. Now maybe you'll get it, you know, whatever. Because if you don't, if you release it, you know, a month after you say it's released, then, I mean, if you say that it's going to be released, then that's kind of, I mean, your game may fall flat as far as sales-wise.
I mean, we were just talking about Dead Island earlier. I mean,
yeah, exactly. I had no idea.
Three and a half months Max, you know, ago, and it's just basically feels like it snuck up on us, and we just, I mean, it, I honestly knew it was coming out, but just, I don't have the money, you know, I haven't been able to budget it like you were talking about, and set stuff aside and, you know, look into it, you know, I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, when they announced that, that was something I was really kind of excited about initially.
Yeah,
I agree. Like, around E3 is a good time to give out a release date, you know, so people can pre-order and...
Release date for, like, what, like, October, November? Like,
okay, give out at least, you know, like, hey, holiday, or this fall.
Yeah.
You know.
I think around, like, if you're going to release it, if you're going to announce it at E3, you know, a release date, I think it should be after, like, October, the earliest. Because I think I really think announcing a release date or announcing it for September is just too soon. Because I mean, that's right at the end of the summer. That's, you know, I think that's about where I would cut it off. You know,
I think I'd be happy if they said just say holiday. Then we know, hey, it's going to be out around Christmas time.
Yeah, with everything else.
Okay, the community. They said, okay, Pogo Cookie. Games. I like games announced at E3 or another show being released around the same year, so around 6 months. Then he says, I think games like BioShock Infinity, as an example, was announced too early. It's easy to forget about these games. That is kind of true. You know, some games should not get a release date if it's not within that year. Like if you're talking summer of next year, bit early.
Yeah, I kind of had that complaint about Borderlands because I really want it, and I'm afraid, you know, that I'm not sure it'll just all the hype I have for it. You know, I'm trying not to hype it out, but I'm afraid I'm going to end up hyping it out, and then it's all going to fizzle by the time it comes out. So yeah, I can see where he's coming from.
Okay, Lasbury Blue on. He says 8 months. I then misspelled word. I can't translate it. Something marketing. Not time. More directly influences pre-orders.
Yeah, it does. But just like, I mean, that's a good point because I mean, marketing it kind of goes hand in hand with the release date. But I think if you have a good product, it doesn't really like. Ever since the inception of Mass Effect, we know that it was going to be three games. Like when you bought Mass Effect 1, you knew that it was going to be a Mass Effect 3. They've already announced Mass Effect 3, what, 12 months before, and it's coming out in March. So, I mean, we've known about Mass Effect 3 for, what, it's going on maybe about 8 months now. And it will be, what, over 13 months by the time Mass Effect 3 comes out. So I think if you had if you have a good product on top of the fact of marketing, I think that won't really matter. But I think if your product is unknown, like say for instance, they would have said, you know, Deus Ex is coming out next year in 2012. By that time, people will have forgotten it, you know, because it's a brand new IP. Well, it's not a brand new IP, but it's a new IP as far as, you know, to consoles. It's not really well known. You know, people really don't know too much about Deus Ex. It's kind of a new venture, and you know, it doesn't have a, you know. You know, a good branding name behind it.
Yeah.
So that could work both ways, but, you know.
All right. From page to screen, new OFRN buddy. He says, 4 months. Anything longer than that, people lose the hype feeling because of the countdown to launch day. Yeah.
I can see that.
I mean, a lot of these are good. Just, you know, yeah, I can see your point. But
yeah.
Deshane Vox. It doesn't matter whether the game is an established franchise, marketing, pre-order bonuses, and sales are much more important. So he just wants stuff with his pre-orders.
I think it does matter, though. Like, if we would have had no clue about, I don't know, like, it does matter. Like, I mean, because to get those pre-orders and sales, you have to have a release date. You know, because people are not going to, you know, like, say, for instance, say, you know, we had no idea when Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 was going to come out. You know,
people were pre-ordering it right after Black Ops came out, though.
Yeah. True. Yeah. I mean
there's
but,
always people who are going to be pre-ordering even if they don't know the release date.
Yeah, I mean, but I can't tell you how many times, you know, a game that comes out prior to the game that you pre-ordered has come out, and you're like, man, I did put $20 on Modern Warfare 3. Maybe I can use that $20 towards Gears, because I know when that's coming out. You know, I really don't know when Modern Warfare 3 is coming out. It could be in the next 4 months, 5 months, or whatever. You know, or I did put a pre-order on Madden, but they haven't released the release date for it yet. So I know it comes out in October, but, you know, it's January right now. Whatever. You know, I'll take it off the pre-order. And people do that sometimes. You know, they take their money off of those pre-orders and put it towards something else that comes out sooner because they have no clue when the release date is coming out. But
yeah, like I have three games paid off already. And those Battlefield, Saints Row, and Skyrim. Because I know when those games are coming out. I have Tor pre-ordered, but I haven't paid it off yet because I don't know when it's coming out.
Yeah. Real quick, I remember back when, like, in this 2008, when Two Human came out. It was a month before me and a friend went to pre-order, or I pre-ordered it, and then a friend ended up pre-ordering it again. And they messed his pre-order up, and he ended up fixing it, but they had put him down for Two Worlds 2. And that game just came out a couple months ago. I mean, he ended up fixing it quickly because I mentioned it to him because I looked at his receipt. But, I mean, you know, a couple months ago, that's like almost 3 years. You're able to pre-order a game for, you know, 3 years in advance. So, I mean, when the heck was that game even announced? I mean,
yeah, I know.
Stuff like that's just crazy. I mean, it's ridiculous, honestly. But,
well, look at BioShock Infinite. Like we've known about BioShock Infinite since what, E3 2010, right?
I want to say it was between.
Was it a GameCon's? It was something in 2010.
BioShock 2 came out in 2010. So.
Yeah, like it wasn't. I want to say it was maybe PAX East around of this year.
No, it was before that, because I remember listening to a Giant Bomb episode where they were talking about, this game won't be out for 2.5 years, because they made an announcement of 2012 when they first showed it. They didn't actually show the game. They just showed the little BioShock Infinite and then the little flag tearing and everything.
Yeah, I remember that.
I can't remember when they it was either Gamescom or Tokyo Game Show or something like that in 2010.
I was thinking maybe the Tokyo Game Show, but.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But, yeah.
All
but,
right.
I mean,
you got one more.
Already?
Rogue Spear. He says it depends on the game.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of what we've been talking about, because it kind of does. Because, I mean, the hype train of Call of Duty and Halo is a lot different than, you know, the hype train of like an Alan Wake or a Deus Ex, you know? So.
Or, you know, Dead Island.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I still stick with around, you know, I guess 4 to 6 months.
Exactly.
Should be, you know.
Yeah.
Around there should be the, you know, I guess at least the minimum. I can see a game being announced and a release date for like a year away versus some games. Like, I can see that. But for most, I would, you know, like I said, 4 to 6 months.
Tor, Diablo 3, you got 3 months. You got 3 months, and you're supposed to be out this year.
This year or this fiscal year?
This year, like this holiday.
Oh.
That's what they're both saying.
Yeah.
This holiday season.
But see, those games.
That's not even official. That's just what, you know, the developers are saying.
Yeah. And there's no way they're going to release them in December.
Not both of them. There's no way they're going to release. Yeah. And I don't know.
Because it's just dumb releasing in December, because people are traveling, people are gone, all the money has been spent at that point. And November is just, I mean, even though PC and console gamers may be not on the same financial path as far as buying games and stuff like that, but you got a lot of cross-platforming people. Like you guys, you know, like myself, I'm trying to get to that point. But, I mean, man, I mean, November is just... I just doubt it for
Diablo 3.
Yeah,
I seriously doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think it's coming out until next year. I mean, because October is there's like what there's four games there's NBA 2K12. You know the horde's gonna go after that because that game is awesome. That game's gonna be awesome. Forza 4. It's a limited crowd, niche crowd, racing crowd. you know, whatever. You got Battlefield 3, which is going to be huge. It's probably not going to be as big as most of the other holiday titles, but it's going to be big. And see that even that crowd is PC crowd because people want the best version possible, and that's going to be the PC version. So it's going to have 64 players. So I don't know. I just don't see Diablo coming out.
Batman Arkham Asylum.
Right, exactly.
Arkham City.
That's in October. It's just, oh my God.
And I'm sure there are a bunch of others that were just drawing a blank now.
And then you got the first week in November. Oh.
Ridiculous.
First week.
Halo CE, Uncharted, Skyrim. What else? I mean.
Saints?
Yeah, Saints. I mean, it's just going to be ridiculous. Like, I just don't see them releasing that game with no expected date at this point. They just send holiday.
Oh, wow. There's a collector's edition of the Old Republic, too.
Yeah.
And $150.
Huge box.
That's what I have pre-ordered.
Really?
That's wow. What I'm getting. Yes.
What's all in there? Let me look.
Well, if you listened to my WAG special a couple weeks ago, you would
know. I haven't. Like I said, I've been missing out on tons of podcasts. Oh, wow. Yeah, the Halo anniversary comes out in November, too.
Yeah.
God, so many things coming out.
Like, I want to say, like, I know this happens every year, but I want to say, like, this is the biggest fall release.
As far as the quantity, it is probably the largest fall release. Well, like, as far as
the hype behind each individual game coming
right
out.
Yeah.
Because they're just anticipated sequels.
Exactly.
Yep. A lot of threes, you know.
Honestly, I am so thankful that Borderlands 2 is not coming out this holiday season.
Yeah, it definitely.
It doesn't make any sense for it to come out, no.
I know there are people who would want it, you know, and most people would think that I would want it, but I want that game to do well, and coming out, or, you know, in the next few months, no, it's not going to do well at all.
Yeah, I mean, and then you kind of need some space too, you know. It's like for people like my younger brother, he's probably gonna be getting Modern Warfare 3 and Battlefield 3. I'm like, dude, you're gonna be so stretched and spent between, you know, between the communities, your regular friends playing Modern Warfare and Battlefield. It's gonna be ridiculous, dude. Like, you're gonna burn yourself dry on first person shooting because it's just too close together, you know. It's just too close together.
I mean, two of my games, you know, Skyrim and Saints Row, they're 2 days apart. 2 days.
Yeah, but they're different games, though. Like,
those are like my two like biggest games I want to play this year. I'm like, fuck, time.
But see, you'll probably play Saints Row the campaign. You'll probably finish that. Then you'll play the multiplayer and co-op and stuff like that with the community in Saints Row. Skyrim, you can kind of sit down, you know, grab you something to eat, you know, get comfortable and kind of just sit there, you know, and play it and have an enjoyable, you know, single player experience.
Yeah.
And probably jump in and out of parties. So it's not like the same game, you know.
I know they're different games, so I'm not going to get burnt out.
Right.
But I'm going to have no... Like, I'm not going to want to leave the house.
Oh, yeah. Time is going to be a real factor. Yeah.
Time to take some vacation days.
I don't get vacation until next year.
Oh, dang. That sucks. But, yeah, it is crazy. I guess that's it, I guess. No more. You got a question for next week?
I do.
Okay.
Next question. What geeky, important geeky thing would you do if you won the lottery? Like, as in a multi-billion-dollar lottery. Like, huge.
Okay.
Start thinking of things.
I've already got mine. I think I've said it on here before.
Yeah, I've got mine, too.
I think I know both of yours.
Yeah.
It feels like deja vu. It feels like I've actually said mine before.
Okay. William and I have had this conversation offline before, so that's why William thinks that's got deja vu. Henry, you've seen the Geek Question of the Week list, and you answered it on there.
Oh, okay.
So that's where you got that. So I know both of yours already.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe I'll tweak mine a bit. I don't know. But I guess... Oh,
whose week is it for I Recommend next week?
It's still mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got an extra week to watch The Shadow?
Okay, good. Yeah. Yeah. I watched about half of it, but I didn't finish it because I was sunk into Deus Ex. Sorry.
I've had no internet, so that's mine.
And I haven't rewatched it since I was young, so.
Oh, wow.
So nobody watched the movie. All right.
I watched it. I just didn't watch it all.
Well, I guess you did more than Stuart did, and it was his recommendation.
But I had seen it before, so I know how it ends.
Yeah, I guess. But I guess we can start closing this show out. There are many... Well, no, voicemail. Voicemail? We got a voicemail? Yeah.
Yes. Voicemail. As I'm pulling this up right now. Yes, we got a voicemail this week.
Okay.
From some unknown person.
This is Joe Bob down here in southern Alabama. I listened to that Angry Mailman's podcast, and they said you gentlemen needed a few voicemails, so I figured I would give you a call. I don't listen to your podcast much, but I'm gonna pick it up from now on. You boys keep going, doing what you're doing, and oh yeah, radio sucks.
Wow, no cleverness to that, just straight up, Fadio suck.
Man. Oh, man.
Wow. Well,
we thank you, caller. Yeah, we thank you very much for that.
Yes, thank you very much. And that was the only one we had, right? It's kind of disappointing. Was hoping to get some more from Anthony, Alex, and Bubba, some more entertaining ones, but maybe next week. I guess, you know, if you... Oh, yeah, we did. Do you have that up? Alrighty, then. Well, why don't you read it to us, since you have it up at the moment right now?
Okay. Thanks for the voicemails. I'm also pursuing email Dominic. Great job on the show, guys. Great to have Knockback also. Be sure to make Fadio's website, www.dnutsfadio.com.
So yeah, I guess that's great. We had something from them. I honestly don't want this to end for quite some time. This is too amusing. Nothing to do with our show, but still, it's just so amusing, the voicemails. But and if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can do so by calling 1-347-GEEK-FTW. That's 1-343-5389. And you can, if you have our Android app or iPhone app, there's a button you can click on there that calls from your phone device. If you have a phone device, I guess if you have an iPod Touch, you can't make a call. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But how would it call? Like, it would try to use the phone signal, but there's no phone signal, so I don't think it would. I don't know. But anyways, you know, in the app, you can contact us the various ways, connect with us as well. You know, our Facebook, Twitter. There's no Google Plus on there, but maybe someday. I don't know. But all. Yeah. That's true. I don't know. That's probably not true. We probably wouldn't. We don't really use Facebook that much. we'd have things linked to it, so it would automatically post to it.
Like,
but
just like the Facebook and
yeah, because I never go on Facebook. Yeah, but
there actually is a Google Plus.
Oh really?
It was a lot loud.
Huh. But I do look on Twitter because TweetDeck has that thing where you can add different columns, and I have one for at the Geeks FTW, so whoever replies to that Twitter, I can see.
Google releases their API to be added into TweetDeck.
Exactly. But Twitter bought TweetDeck, so would you think they would really do that? Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But anyways... Google
Buzz is still there.
Really? Google Buzz? Really? There. I didn't know that was even there. That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about failures. but yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, just search the Geeks FTW. You can email us thegeeksftw@gmail.com and leave iTunes reviews. I don't think we've had any new ones. You know, of course, we'll read or play your voicemail or
really be on top of these.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking.
Well, I haven't had internet. That's still my excuse till I get internet. But you know, like I said before, Stuart interrupted me. We will play or read your email / voicemails on, or I guess iTunes review. We'll give you a shout out. I don't think we'll actually read the iTunes review, but I don't know. Maybe if Stuart wants to.
Really good.
Yeah. If it's stroking her ego that much, then maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I guess that's it. Be sure to, I guess, check out openforumradio.com or our site for links to all the other... How many are there now? 20-something thousand?
I can't even count no more.
Knox was added, and then recently... From books to television. He's got three, so.
Oh, I think we just lost a listener.
from transcript to teleprompter. Oh no, sorry. Page to screen, people.
Yeah.
Three, so
I don't know. There's a bunch that I didn't even know existed that we have on that I just discovered recently, because I don't know, it's all crazy. There's just so much. So
have just one massive pod. All of us.
I don't tune in next week for our geek question of the week.
New Year's
answer, maybe something like that will be in there, but. Yeah, I guess time for shout outs. Henry?
Oh yeah, man. And just shout out to everybody at Geeks FTW. Shout out to all the writers. Cookie, he's taken over the editing job for the We Are Geeks segments again. I do appreciate that, buddy. And now that my voice is back, I can actually do something. So shout out to him for doing that. Shout out to Elf. Shout out to just everybody, man. Dark DJ, you know, you guys. Shout out to everybody that I've been gaming with and that I've been talking to in parties, from Blue Man Rule, Ace Black, Scar, Anthony Alex. Shout out to our callers. Shout out to our mystery caller. You know, whoever you are, you know, hey, you know. We do appreciate the phone call, mystery caller. But yeah, just shout out to the world. Well, you know what? I gotta change my shout out now, because Ace Black stole my world now. So you know what? So shout out to the galaxy. You know, because I am bigger and better than Ace Black. So shout out to the galaxy.
I can't wait to listen to the next OFR to see if he takes that now. That'll be funny. But Stuart, shout out.
Shit, again, should write these down. Shout out to people on the internet.
People on the internet.
You know who you are.
Yes, definitely. And I guess for me, shout out to Cookie, of course, for taking over. The episode was released a bit late, but. I guess you could say, I don't know, Labor Day weekend, but then again, he lives in the UK, so I guess he can't really use that excuse. I don't know. But hopefully they'll come out on time. I've told him, you know, if they haven't sent you recordings by such date, just put it out. Forget them.
Yeah, but, and he's taking that to, you know, now our recordings are due today. So.
No, tomorrow, Wednesday.
But today, his time.
Yeah, well, that's just this week, because I guess he has something he has to do. It's where he said he has to edit early this week. I don't know, but
behind the scenes.
Yeah, shout outs to two people have donated to me on Extra Life. They both put down anonymous, and I.
Oh, cool.
I one was 100 and one was 25. I'm not sure if they want me to say who they were. They should let me know.
Go ahead.
Okay, Stuart was one of them. Yes. The other one, I don't know why they put down anonymous. I mean, Stuart and the other person put anonymous. So, I would have shouted out the other person before, but I don't know. I don't want to, you know. I want to respect their anonymous posting, or maybe that was just an accident. I don't know. But
I mean, because some people don't like to take credit for charity, you know. I mean, you know, whatever they give, they, you know, they just want to put it out there.
Yeah, and you know, it's still about a month, over a month till it's over with, and everyone, you know, any amount helps. I mean, it's to help kids, you know, the Children Miracle Network Hospital. So the money goes to a great place. My goal, I guess, I put $500 down. Like I've said before, I think I said this on We Are Geeks a couple weeks back. At the end, you know, right when the event's happening, that's when I'll end up donating. And I'm not going to, because a lot of people, this event, it's the, you know, video games for 24 hours thing. A lot of people will end up spending lots of money, you know, I guess, buying food and energy drinks and all this and that. Well, that's money you can use towards, you know, giving to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to spend any money I would on that stuff and just give it, you know, at the end. So that, yeah, I've always thought that was just weird. These people are spending money on, you know, a charity when they could be giving that money to the charity. You guys understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
With me.
So, I guess if you want to donate, you can go to thegeeksftw.com. There's a banner. It's linked to it. Or you can go to tinyurl.com/extralifeftw. And that's my page. Any and all, you know, $5, I'll be glad with just a $5, you know, $5 donation. Because, you know, it goes towards children and, you know, I guess the cheesy thing, the children are our future. So, yeah. Anyways, there was somebody else I wanted to shout out, but I can't remember. So I guess it wasn't really that important. I guess, you know, shout outs to our mystery caller, of course, and Anthony Alex for the email. And so, guys, you know, I still have codes for Steam. So, you know, leave us some kind of feedback. You know, send in an email, voicemail, whatever, and free Steam games. Come on now. That seems pretty easy to me. But I guess, you know, that has been, you know, or this has been episode 57 of the Geeks for the Win podcast. And I guess we'll see you next week.
Bye!
Adios.
Wow.
Cool. All right, fellas, I gotta get up out of here.
That's not how I should have ended that.
No, not at all. Not at all. But
this is how I should have ended it.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, man. All right, fellas, I gotta head up out of here, man.
Alrighty.
All right. Deuces.
Later.